What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories, and sometimes meditations. I'm Zach Jamaloo, your host for the day, and I'm bringing you a Zactive meditation. You know, sometimes it's hard for me to sit still for a long time, or there's so much going on, I really just can't. So today you can be mindful with us, and keep moving if you like. Or sit still, or whatever. But first, we've got to start with a question from a listener named Abe.
Hi, my name is Abe, and my what-if question is, what if you set up a line of cranes, you could play it like a piano? Woo!
Thank you, Abe. Coloring is one of my favorite things, and I recently started to learn to play piano. So this is gonna be awesome, and sound perfect, probably. So let's find out, what if you set up a line of crayons, you could play it like a piano? Welcome to our Zactive meditation for acceptance. I'm gonna set up this line of crayons and play them like a piano. If you wanna join me, you can take out your favorite musical instrument or your favorite art medium. Or maybe you can tidy your room or do some dishes. Or look at your favorite picture. But just because it's a Zactive meditation doesn't mean you have to stay moving. You can also sit down and close your eyes. Now, I'm a learning student on the crayano, so it might not sound perfect at first. But in my mind, I can hear the music, and I can see what my crayons draw as I play them like piano keys. What comes up for me today will be different than what comes up for you. But taking this time to accept yourself and the world around you, that's what matters. Take a deep breath in and a slow breath out. Just remember that with Zactive mindfulness, you've still got to look out for your space. So if you're walking around your space, keep your eyes open. And if you're sitting in a kind of quiet place with other people, maybe your Zactivity is just flexing your leg muscles and wiggling your toes and fingers, or just stretching any little part of your body that has tension. If this moment isn't right for Zactive mindfulness, you can try just sitting still or pressing pause, taking a few deep breaths, and coming back to your Zactivity when the time is right. You are wise and your body is wise, and you can figure out what's right for you in one little mindful moment at a time. I'm just letting these crayon piano keys go crazy, and they're drawing a picture of, school. Back to school time may be over, but the school year just keeps going. Oh, in fact, I'm in school right now. I finished my snack early, and I'm taking this time to draw, because that feeds me, just in a different way. In stories, they always cut to the end of the school day, or straight to the weekend, or right over to school vacation. But here, now, my day keeps going, and I can accept things as they are, without needing to control them. I draw a clock, and it ticks and talks, not as fast as I'd like. But time can carry on as it will, because this moment is mine. This body is mine. This activity is mine. I can just breathe and draw and play and be here. Now I draw myself in the snow, and as I play the crayeno, the snow gathers and builds, making me into a snowman. I cannot control the weather, but I can control how I respond. I play this little red crayon key, and a thick winter coat wraps around me. My hands brush across a rainbow row of crayons, and there's my rainbow scarf and boots. Now I feel myself melting, warm and cozy, and just a little frosty at the nose. Exactly how I like to feel, playing outside on a cold day. And as the snow melts off my warm winter clothes, my body relaxes, my jaw loosens, my fingers wiggle, my eyes gently release, not needing to scowl or squint, just look and accept. This Zactive meditation is something you can hold with you throughout the day, even if you cannot hear my voice. And as I play, the crayons draw all the other little things that I hold with me, that are part of me, my love for myself, as I look in the mirror with a smile. My mother, who asks me every morning if I want a kiss. Sometimes, I just ask her to blow one in the air, but I keep it with me all the time, because her love is a part of me. And there's my dad, tousling my hair. And my big sister Zizi lifting me up with her 2 feet, even though I'm getting too big. And my friend Scully the Squid. I draw them scuttling by, saying nice dress to me.
Nice dress.
And I feel complete joy as I look down at my wizard's robes. They do make a nice dress. My friends accept me as I am. My family accepts me as I am. And most importantly, I accept me. I celebrate me. And seeing my own beauty and joy helps me find it in others. This moment may be passing, but I can be in the next one as well, and the next one after that. I cannot control my feelings any more than I can control the weather. And as I play my crayon piano, those feelings pour out of me, never bad or wrong, always information. There's a little gray line of sleepy, a golden star of joy, a purpley red splotch of anxiety, a winter green sea of calm. Finally, I play a song for who I am right now, and you can too. Play a song, draw a picture, conjure an image in your mind, touch an object that connects to you, feel your breath, the rhythm of your heart. Just connect to yourself, as you are, with no judgment. I am an artist, a musician, a zoologist, a sibling, a child, a student, a climber, a stinker, a goof, a vegetable chopper, a tea drinker, a tide pool explorer, a friend. I am me. And I will change and check in again and again to rediscover this wonderful me. Take these moments to find this truth for yourself and share it when you are ready. The pictures my crayano drew were not perfect. The songs my crayano played were far from it. But what I felt, what I accepted, what I discovered, that is what a Zactive meditation is all about. if you get interrupted during this exploration. Accept that, and know you can come back here, exploring and accepting one moment at a time. What was your activity? Could you try something else next time? Or was this just right? What did you accept about yourself and the world around you? What connection did you rediscover? Sit with these things, or walk with these things, or draw with these things, or play with these ideas for one more moment. Enjoy this gift you have given to yourself. You've got so much learning and life in front of you. So welcome yourself with acceptance and celebration back into your what is world. Hey, Abe, thank you so much for your question. I will always treasure my Criano and think of you every time I play it. Hey, everybody, it's Fred the dog. Here to shout out Mason Hibbler. He's 10, and his favorite character is me. And he's been listening nightly since almost the very beginning of our show. He really enjoys Star Wars and playing baseball and football. Thanks, Fred, and thanks, Mason. And I'd also like to thank Karen and Eric O'Keefe, the co-creators of What If World, Miss Lynn, our producer, Craig Martinson for our theme song, and all you kids at home who accept and celebrate who you are, because you are absolutely worth it. And until we meet again, keep wondering.
I'm Scary Steven.
I'm Spooky Sarah.
And I'm Eerie Elena. In the whole month of October, I look forward to one day, Halloween.
October 31st comes but once a year, and that means we're celebrating with a spooktacular.
Join us all as we trick-or-treat this Halloween from 4 to 6 o'clock on iCanRadio.org.